I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lately Radio Sports Page, two members of the Knoxville Cross Country Program, from the boys' team, Isaac Rankin, and the girls' team, Hallie Baker. After the early bird meet, and first of all, question for both of you, really comment, you could not have been gifted better weather, Isaac. This is just a phenomenal day to run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can't complain. Haven't had the meet since freshman year, so really just to get out here is really great, especially, you know, mid-70s isn't too bad, you know. Wind could be a little better, but, you know, helps cool you off. So, yeah, just happy that we got it in. Yeah.
Boy, Hallie, this was good running weather, wasn't it?
Yes, it was good. I've never been able to run this meet because I didn't do it my freshman year, but it was nice to be out here, get an early meet in, get some of the early nervous jitters out. But, yeah, it was good.
So how did things go, Hallie? I'll start with you, your race, and, you know, how things went on one of your tougher courses you'll face.
Yeah, it was a good to, like, get it in and just – see where we're at right now. There's a lot of progress to be made. I did start a little fast, so soon we'll see if I can try and work on that by Thursday and hopefully not start out so fast and have a better race.
Isaac, what about you? You were overall boys winner by a couple of minutes. What felt good? I need to work on some things by Thursday.
Yeah, definitely got out hot, but you know, I think I'm happy with how I got out. I think that's just like a fitness thing, you know. Can't get out too slow if there's like, you know, at a more competitive meet. So felt all right. Hills definitely, they kind of suck, but you know, it's the hilliest course we run on by a good bit. Watch gives me like how much elevation we run, and it's up there. So yeah, I felt all right though.
You were telling me it's what, over 300 feet total elevation on the course here at Pine Knolls?
Yeah, it's 330 is usually what it comes in at, so it's crazy.
Both of you had a scrimmage the other night in Sheraton, an unusual thing, but, you know, you're allowed that scrimmage. What was that like? Isaac, I'll start with you. What was that like doing that? And it wasn't a cross-country course. It was around the track at Sheraton.
Yeah, I mean, it was good to just get out there with other teams and before the actual season, get like a nice little scrimmage in, not too much pressure, just kind of, you know, get out there, get in the hard effort, and you know, had a decent time, ran okay, ran like 4:43 for the mile, so you know, not too bad for the middle of cross country or beginning of cross country season. Not really what you're training for, but can't complain too much. So yeah.
Hallie, what about you? What was that like, and you know, how'd it go for you?
It was a good just experience to just get out with other teams, like Isaac said, just to see like where we're at in our times, and yeah, just see what we can work on for the later season.
Talking to Hallie Baker and Isaac Rankin on KNIA KRLS, members of the cross country program at Knoxville. Looking forward, first meet is out of the way. You got one Thursday down in Albia. What kind of things are you looking forward to most as you kind of go through and first part of the season?
We get to run with a couple conference teams, which will be good, just to get to run with them and see where we're at compared to them. And just the course, it's also a tougher one. There's a couple hard hills that we have to run, so it'll just be good for us mentally and physically.
Isaac, what about you? What are you looking forward to most as first part of the season is upon us there?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see how the team does. You know, a lot of these early season meets, we got a really good chance at as a team. I mean, we might have even won it here, you know. Love to see us going 1-2-3 here. And then we've had success as a team in that Albia meet in the past. So I'll just be excited to see how we do as a team. Hope to get another team trophy. So that'd be really cool.
And Coach Blavik has said that you're trying to get some of your top two or three guys to kind of come with you a little bit more. And he says if that happens, there's a chance that you could have running with some buddies up at Fort Dodge if things work out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bradley and Connor, they're doing great. They put in the work this summer, so just got to carry that through the season. Keep going, keep building. It's easy to fall back in the season, but they really got a lot of potential, and I'm excited to see how they can do the rest of the season. I'd love to see them up at Fort Dodge with me. So
obviously, goal is to get there and to better your All-State 11th place performance from last year.
Yes, I'd love to get at least 7th, so that'd be good. Just get up there and run with those guys. It's a really awesome experience.
Hallie, what about you? What's some things you're wanting to accomplish, and the girls as well, to, you know, maybe be contending for a spot at state or conference titles, so to speak?
Yeah, we have a really good group of girls this year. We can run more as a pack. We have a lot of us that have a lot of good skill, and we're really good runners. So just getting to compete with each other and push each other as hard as we can, and hopefully place a good spot in conference and just see what we can do.
It seems like, I noticed this at Knoxville, everybody was more together this year than in years past. Why is that? Is that just everybody's just kind of pretty even with their abilities?
Yeah, I would say a lot of us are pretty even in our abilities. So in workouts and everything, we always, like, are together, and we just push each other, and we've really just came together as a team.
All right. Both of you, congrats on the first meet, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
That's Hallie Baker and Isaac Rankin, two members of the Knoxville Cross Country Program, on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KLIA KRLS.